称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？读经到此。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Peace to you all.
愿大家平安。
Do you remember how the passage ended?
你记得刚才读到的经文是怎么结束的吗？
Who is this man?
这个人是谁呢？
I thought I knew him.
我以为我认识他。
If you were living in his hometown, you would have said,I knew his parents.
如果你和他住在同一个乡村的话，你就会说，我认识他的父母亲。
Joseph and Mary.
就是约瑟和玛利亚。
I saw him grow up.
我曾经看着他长大。
Running around.
在我们周遭走动。
Learning how to work with wood and nails.
他在学习用木头和钉子。
To make tables and chairs like his father.
来好像他父亲一样做座椅。
But I didn't know that he could do this.
可是我不知道他会做这件事情。
I've heard many teachers and prophets before.
我曾经听很多教师和先知。
But I've never heard anyone read the scriptures like that before.
可是我没有听过有一个人像他这样来解经的。
Those words.
这些话语。
So beautiful.
是这么的美丽。
So full of grace.
是这么的充满了恩典。
It's like the ancient words of the prophets come alive again.
就好像以前的先知所说的充满了生命。
And he's saying that they are being fulfilled right there and then.
而且他告诉我们说，这些经文已经在那个时候那个地方应验了。
Who is this man?
这个人是谁呢？
What's he saying about himself that the scripture is fulfilled in their hearing?
他为什么说这经应验在你们耳中呢？
That there is good news.
他告诉我们有好的消息。
And there's the year of the Lord's favor.
这是神所悦纳人的喜年。
Right here.
就在这里。
Right now.
就在这个时候。
Who is this man?
这个人究竟是谁呢？
If you have been like me, I've read this passage quite a few times before.
如果你像我曾经读过这段经文很多次的话。
But I always wonder whether I fully understood it.
我很多时候都不晓得我是不是真正的明白里面的意思。
This passage never fails to amaze me.
这篇经文每次都使我很多的惊喜。
Because with Jesus, there is always more than meets the eye.
因为在主耶稣里，我们可以认识到更深的意义。
We have just celebrated Christmas.
我们刚刚庆祝了圣诞节。
But Jesus, we remember Jesus being born.
我们记得主耶稣降生的这个日子。
And here, at this time, the events that we're reading here in Scripture,
在这个经文里面我们读到的这件事情,
they took place at the start of Jesus' ministry.
就在主耶稣事工开始的时候发生。
They can tell us a lot about what he came to do with his whole life.
他告诉我们他来到这个世界上是为了完成什么事情。
It could be like his mission statement.
就是他的所谓的使命的宣言。
And as we think about this, let's consider what Jesus is saying about himself.
我们来思考一下主耶稣怎么来描述自己。
And what he's saying about us.
那么他又怎么描述我们呢？
But first, shall we turn to the Lord in prayer?
首先我们一起来祷告。
O Lord, our Heavenly Father,
主啊，我们天上的父，
open our eyes today,
打开我们的眼睛，
to see Jesus,
让我们看到耶稣。
We ask this in His name,
我们在以他的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, Somebody's come into town.
所以有一个人来到这个城里。
He's proclaiming good news to the poor, the captives, the blind, the oppressed.
他把这个好消息带给贫穷人。
It's like breaking news.
就像一个特大的新闻。
The good sort.
一个很好的新闻。
That show up on the front pages of the Straits Times.
就好像那个在海峡时报头版的一个新闻一样。
Or what's the main Chinese newspaper?
就是早报。
早报。Yes. Or they keep showing up on your smartphone social media feed.
或者是在我们的社交媒体出现的一些消息。
In the old days, someone would run into town.
在古时候呢，有人就会跑到城里面。
Find the best platform to stand on.
找一个最好的地方。
And loudly proclaim for everyone to hear.
然后大声地宣读这个新闻。
Because this is good news that everybody's got to hear.
这是每一个人所要听到的最好的新闻。
Good news for whom?
这个好消息是给谁呢?
Now Jesus lists here four groups.
主耶稣在这里列了四个群体。
First, the poor.
首先是贫穷的。
The people who are in lack.
就是那些有缺欠的人。
Most immediately we think of those with very dwindled bank accounts.
我们马上想到的就是那些银行户口没有什么钱的人。
Or empty wallets.
没有口袋空空的。
Like mine, right now.
就好像我一样。
Modest jobs.
或者是地位工作卑微的。
If they even get to work at all.
如果他们还有工作的话。
It's not just that their pockets are empty.
不是只是因为他们的口袋空空。
But being in that state can actually weigh you down like a heavy burden.
因为他们在那个环境里面，这个环境可能给他们很大的负担。
Just putting food at the table is a worry and a struggle.
要喂饱家人也是一个挣扎。
But listen.
那我们来听。
There's good news for you.
有好消息给你。
Second, there are the captives.
其次就是被掳的。
People who are bound by something.
那些被捆绑的人。
Most immediately we may think of prisoners.
我们马上想到的就是那些在牢里的囚犯。
Some time ago, they really messed up with their lives.
他们可能在生命中的某一个阶段，他们做错了事。
They got into trouble with the law.
他们犯了法。
And now they're serving time behind bars.
他们现在被关在牢里。
You know someone like that?
你认识这样的人吗？
Or when you are in that kind of situation, you will understand freedom like never before.
如果你在那个境况底下，你就会明白自由是什么。
Well, now there's good news for you.
现在我们有好消息传给你。
Next, the blind.
还有就是那些瞎眼的。
When you are blind, you grope about all your days.
如果你瞎眼的话，你就会用手去摸索。
All the things that everyone takes for granted is not easy for you.
每个人认为是理所当然的，你却需要去摸索。
Because you cannot see what's around you.
因为你看不见你周遭的事物。
Sometimes it's not because your eyes have problem.
有时候不是因为你的眼睛有问题。
But it's as if you've been stuck in a dungeon.
可是因为你是被关在地牢里面。
Where there is no light.
那里没有光。
You're like a captive.
你就好像被囚的囚犯。
Either way, listen up.
你也要听有好消息给你。
Good news for you.
有好的消息。
And then they are the oppressed.
还有就是被欺压的。
The socially broken.
是被社会所遗弃的。
Victims of a very unjust relationship.
受到不平待遇的受害者。
Like that between helpless slaves and cruel masters.
就好像那些被凶恶的主人欺负的无助的那个奴隶。
And Jesus is saying that there's good news for people such as these.
主耶稣也告诉我们，对这些人也有好的消息。
He showed this not just in his words, but also in his actions.
他不单单用言语，也用行为来证明。
Because throughout the Gospels,
因为在福音书里面，
we find Jesus healing the sick.
我们看到主耶稣如何医治病患的。
Causing the blind to see.
让瞎眼的可以看见。
His disciples would collect money which they give to the poor.
他的门徒会收集救济，救济贫穷人。
So much so that the early church was very keen to follow that example.
初期的教会也学习这个榜样。
We find Jesus touching the lives of the social outcasts.
我们看到主耶稣感动了那些社会上的那个被遗弃的那些人。
Like lepers.
就好像患麻风的人。
and the ones who have messed up in their lives.
或者生命一塌糊涂的人。
We see Jesus confronting the religious leaders.
我们看到主耶稣面对这些宗教领袖。
Who had been oppressing the people.
这些宗教领袖是欺压百姓的。
Loading them with hundreds of rules and regulations which could never make them good.
将律法的重担加在他们的身上。
And yet not lifting, helping, offering a finger to lift up their burden.
自己却不动一根手指来帮助他们。
That's oppression.
这就是欺压。
So yes, throughout his life, Jesus did convey good news to people like these.
是的，主耶稣的一生都是把这个好的消息带给这些人。
And I believe that he wants those who follow him to do the same.
我相信他也希望那些追随他的人做同样的事。
It's called loving our neighbor.
这就是爱你的邻舍。
But I think we can go deeper.
可是我想我们可以更深层的、更深入的去理解。
About what Jesus is saying here.
主耶稣说的是什么意义？
Let me give two examples.
让我举两个例子。
First, who are the poor?
首先，谁是这些贫穷人呢？
Years ago, I had a friend who made a short video clip.
几年前，我一个朋友他做了一个视频。
And in this video, there is a man in a restaurant.
在这视频里面，我们看到有一个人坐在一个餐馆里。
He is very well dressed.
他穿着高贵。
He is looking forward to a sumptuous meal.
他在等待享受一餐丰富的一餐。
Most of the video is about the preparation of that feast.
这个视频所要介绍的就是怎么样去准备这一餐。
In the kitchen, the rice is being fried.
在厨房里面他们在炒饭。
Fry until you have what the Cantonese call wok hei.
炒到我们可以嗅到那个广东人所说的镬气。
The sweet and sour pork.
那个咕噜肉。
The steam fish.
那个蒸鱼。
One by one, they are laid out at the table.
一样样的，一道道的菜摆在桌子上。
And the man's eyes are lit as he looks at that glorious spread of food.
那人看着摆在桌子上面面前的这些美食。
Now you all be patient too because lunch is still some hours away.
大家耐心的等待一下我们等下还有午餐。
But imagine the look of that man's face.
让我们来看看这个人的表情。
But then the camera zooms out.
然后镜头拉开了。
And we find that he is seated at a large table.
我们看到他坐在一张大桌子前。
All alone.
独自的一个人。
He will enjoy all that food.
他可以享用这些美食。
All alone.
一个人在那边享用。
So question.
问题是。
Is he rich?
你说他是富足吗？
Or is he poor?
还是贫乏呢？
Jesus told a story about something like that before.
主耶稣也曾经告诉一个类似的一个故事。
Of a rich man who laid up treasure for himself.
这故事提到一个富人，他为自己积财。
But who is not rich toward God.
可是他在神面前却不富足。
You see, you can have lots of money in your account.
你可能有很多钱在你的银行户口里面。
You can be so caught up with pursuing the things of this world.
你可能在追随这世界上的财富。
But you can be relationally poor.
可是在人际关系你却是很贫乏的。
Spiritually poor.
你的灵性也是很贫乏的。
In fact, the fact that you are prosperous and privileged can blind you to the true nature of your poverty.
其实因为你的富足你可能不觉察到你的贫乏。
Does this describe you?
这个是不是我们的写照呢？
Speaking of the blind, who are the blind?
提到瞎眼的。那瞎眼的是指谁呢？
The Gospel of John gives us a very interesting example.
约翰福音里面给我们一个很好的一个例子。
Jesus had just healed a man who had been born blind.
主耶稣医治了一个生来就瞎眼的人。
And Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
For judgment I came into this world.
我为审判来到这世界上。
That those who do not see may see.
叫不能看见的可以看见。
And those who see may become blind.
能看见的反瞎了眼。
Now some of the Pharisees near him heard these things.
法利赛人听到这主耶稣这么说。
And then said to him, Are we also blind?
就对主耶稣说，难道我们也瞎了吗？
Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no guilt.
主耶稣回答他们说，你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。
But now that you say we see, your guilt remains.
但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪仍还在。
So that's really interesting.
这是很有趣的。
At first, blindness was about something that's wrong with your eyes.
开始的时候，瞎眼只是指着那些视觉有问题的人。
But now, blindness is about being unable to see Jesus for who he was.
可是在这里呢，瞎眼指的是那些看不见主耶稣的，不认识他是谁的。
Even when he's standing there right in front of you.
即使他站在我们面前。
You see, poverty, blindness, being captive, being oppressed, these refer to what are tangible.
所以我们看到这里所谓的贫乏、瞎眼、被掳的或者被压迫的，指的是我们手能够碰到、可以触摸到的。
But the Bible uses these terms to refer to something intangible as well.
可是圣经在这里指的却是那些我们手触摸不到的。
You cannot quite put your finger on it.
我们不可能够用手去碰它。
But it's real.
可是却是真实的。
And they speak of a much deeper spiritual mess that we are all in.
它告诉我们的是一个灵里更深层的一个状况。
I wonder if this describes any of you today.
这是不是也是我们的一些人的写照呢？
And is Jesus saying that he has come to set us free from all of that?
主耶稣说他来到这世界上就是要让我们从这些情况中释放出来。
But we can go even deeper.
我们可以更深的一层的去思考这个问题。
You see, when Jesus gave that sermon,
当主耶稣讲这篇道的时候
in his hometown,
在他的那个家乡
he was reading from the book of Isaiah.
他其实是从以赛亚书那边读这段经文。
It was written 500 to 700 years before him.
这篇经文是在他那个时代以前的500到700年前。
From Isaiah chapter 61.
从以赛亚书61章。
So, if you want to understand what Jesus meant,
如果我们要明白主耶稣所说的是什么，
we may need to understand what was going on back in Isaiah's time.
我们就要了解一下在以赛亚那个时代的一个情况。
Let me take you on a very, very quick tour of Israel's history.
让我很快的带大家走遍这个以色列的一个历史。
You see, the Israelites had a very special relationship with God.
以色列人跟神有着很特别的关系。
They used to be slaves under a foreign power.
他们是受到外国统治的一些奴隶。
But then they got rescued by God through a series of mighty acts.
神借着一系列的那个神迹把他们解救出来。
We call it the Exodus.
这就是出埃及记所说的。
So they became God's special people.
他们成为了神的选民。
The way a parent has a special relationship with a child.
就好像父母亲跟孩子的关系一样。
Not just any other child.
不是其他的孩子。
So God saved them and became their savior.
神拯救了他们，成为了他们的救主。
He became their king.
他成为了他们的王。
And also their father.
也是他们的父。
But they rebelled against God.
可是以色列人却背叛了神。
First, they rejected God as their God and King.
可是他们拒绝神成为他们的神和王。
Nowadays, we meet people who deny that God exists.
今天我们遇到一些人，他们拒绝承认有神的存在。
But back then, the people of Israel lived practically as if God did not exist.
在那个时候，以色列人他们活着好像神不存在一样。
They were chasing after all kinds of fake gods.
他们在崇拜假神。
And it went downhill from there.
他们因此就沉沦了。
Because once you push God out of your lives,
当你把你在生命中离开神的时候，
all sorts of troubles start to come in.
所有的问题就出现了。
Poverty,
贫穷。
People oppressing other people,
人欺压人。
Usually the rich against the poor,
通常是富足的人去欺压贫穷的人。
The lack of care for the poor and sick,
贫穷的生病的得不到照顾。
And God sent them messengers to call them back to Him,
神差遣那使者 来把他们召回。
But they rejected them.
可是他们却拒绝了。
So God said, that's it.
所以神说够了。
He gave his whole people up to foreign invasion.
他让他的百姓被这些 外人来 侵略。
First came the Assyrians.
首先是亚述人。
Then the Babylonians.
然后就是巴比伦人。
For 70 years, they were exiled to Babylon.
经过70年，他们被放逐到巴比伦。
In what is sometimes called the Babylonian captivity.
这就是所谓的被掳到巴比伦。
After 70 years, the Lord allowed them to come back.
经过了70年，神让他们回归。
And slowly, they tried to recover their old way of life.
他们重拾了他们的生命。
They rebuilt their homes and their cities.
他们重建了家园和他们的城。
Their communities.
他们的社区。
Even their place of worship, the temple.
还有他们的敬拜的地方，也就是圣殿。
But somehow, something was still missing.
可是他们还缺了一件东西。
There was no king.
那里没有王。
I don't mean the human king.
不是一个人的王。
I mean the Lord Savior King.
是一个救主作为他们的王。
There was a temple.
那里有一个圣殿。
But no sense of the presence of God.
可是没有神的存在。
And there was a 400 year silence from God.
然后就是四百年的沉默。
There were no prophets, no messengers.
没有先知，没有使者。
Not a word.
神没有发言。
And to make things worse, the Israelites came under foreign domination again.
更糟的是，以色列人被其他的外族侵略。
By the Greeks.
被希腊人。
And then the Romans.
然后就是罗马人。
You know, it was as if the exile was not yet over.
就好像他们的被放逐还没有结束。
Because God had not shown up.
因为神没有出现。
Imagine what it was like to live in those days.
我们想象如果是生活在那个时代是怎么样。
And there's a song that we sometimes sing today that helps us understand the feelings and the hopes of the people in that time.
有一首诗歌它是这样描述当时的情况。
It goes something like this.
他的诗歌是这样子的。
I'm not going to ask my brother to interpret.
我不需要去唱。
But once I sing it, I think you will know.
如果我唱的话，大家会记得这首圣诗。
Oh come, oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.And so one day he came.
有一天他来了。
Out of the blue, this man shows up.
来得很突然，他出现了。
He stands in the synagogue of his hometown.
他在他家乡的会堂里面站着。
And he reads from this ancient passage from Isaiah, saying that someone has come to thee, O Israel.
他从以赛亚书这边的经文读出来。这里讲的就是以色列人在等候那一位将要来临的。
Someone who has been anointed by the Spirit of God has come.
是神的灵所膏的。
Proclaiming liberation for the captives.
报告被掳的得到释放的。
The year of the Lord's favor.
神的喜年已经来临了。
And it is being fulfilled right there in their hearing.
这段经文正应验在他们的耳中。
Can you see now how tremendous those words are?
你可以看到这些话语是多么的重要吗？
And what they meant in Jesus' time.
他们在主耶稣那个时代带来的是什么的意义？
When Jesus comes announcing the end of captivity.
主耶稣来宣告这些被掳的得到释放。
The end of oppression.
被压迫的已经结束了。
The opening of eyes.
瞎眼的可以打开眼睛。
And the offering of good things for the poor.
贫穷的得到好的消息。
He's saying that I declare that liberation has come.
他在宣告，我来将你们从捆绑中释放出来。
I've come to bring an end to your bondage.
他来使到我们从捆绑中解放出来。
To your captivity.
让我们不再被捆绑。
Not just to the nation of Israel,
不单单是以色列这个国家，
but to individual lives,
是让每一个人从他们生命中解放出来。
He has really come to set all things right.
他来纠正这一切。
And if you understand this,
如果你明白的话，
then it's really time to rejoice.
这真是一个大喜的时候。
This is really good news.
这是一个大好的消息。
That's why we rejoice at Christmas.
这就是为什么我们在圣诞节要庆祝。
And that's why we can rejoice as we look at how Jesus lived his life.
这也是为什么我们从主耶稣的整个生平能够得到喜悦。
Wherever Jesus is, there will be signs of freedom.
只要主耶稣在那里，我们就可以看到自由的信息。
Like what you read just now in Matthew, but we're going to read from the similar passage from Luke.
就好像刚才我们从马太福音所读到的经文。
The blind receive their sight.
我们从路加福音这里来看，那瞎眼的可以看见。
The lame walk.
瘸腿的行走。
Lepers are cleansed.
长大麻风的洁净。
Carry on. And the deaf hear. The dead are raised up. The poor have good news preached to them.
聋子可以听见，使人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Beautiful and wonderful signs.
这是一个很美好的一段经文
，
信息。
But don't get too hung up with the signs and wonders.
可是我们不要太过注重这个信号。
These signs are good.
这些信号是好的。
But don't go chasing after them such that you miss the giver.
可是不要去追随这些信号，而忽略了那一位赐予者。
The man himself.
就是那一位。
And I say this with all seriousness.
我很郑重的在这里这么讲。
Somehow the more we are blessed.
我们越是得到祝福。
The more we prosper.
我们越富足。
The better the times that we are in.
我们生活得更好。
It really can get easier to lose touch of the greatest good.
我们就更容易使到我们失去那真正最好的。
It's even possible to grow up in church.
即使是我们在教会里面长大。
And you spend your life with Christian friends and family.
我们生活中有好多的基督徒的朋友。
Doing good Christian work.
做了许多基督徒应该做的事工。
Reading good Christian literature.
读很多属灵的书籍
，even the Bible，
还有圣经
，and yet we can miss out on knowing Christ。
我们还是会失去认识这位和主建立这个关系
，like the Pharisees，
就好像法利赛人
，we could miss out on encountering the One。
他们在遇到主耶稣的时候也会失去。
Do you remember in the passage that we read？When Jesus came bringing good news in his hometown.
记得刚才我们读的经文，看到主耶稣来到他的城里，在会堂里面讲话。
People who saw him grow up.
这些人看着他长大。
And so many of them didn't know who Jesus was.
可是这些人却不认识他。
It could happen to each one of us.
对我们每个人都可能会发生这样的事情。
It happened to me before in my life.
我以前也曾经经历过。
But I can tell you, once you know Jesus,
可是我可以告诉你，你如果认识主耶稣的话，
He cannot be compared to anything else.
他是好的无比的。
And what's the first thing that is required for anyone to come to God?
我们要来到神的面前，首先要做些什么呢？
I think that the first virtue that we need for coming to God is honesty.
我想我们最重要的就是来到神面前要诚实。
The honesty to recognize that you are poor, captive, blind, and oppressed.
我们要承认自己的贫乏，自己的被掳，自己的瞎眼，自己的被欺压。
And to come clean with that before God.
在神面前我们要承认。
It sounds very hard to do.
好像很难做得到。
But you know what?
你知道吗?
When you do do that,
如果你能够这样子做的话,
you come before God in all honesty.
你在神面前能够诚实。
Then God can say to you,
然后神就会告诉你,
My child,
我的孩子,
I have really good news for you.
我有好消息带给你。
Let's close.
让我们做一个结论。
Jesus has come to walk amongst us.
主耶稣与我们同行。
Announcing the year of the Lord's favor.
宣告这是神的喜年。
It's good news for the poor.
有好消息带给贫穷人。
And that was the heart of the Christmas story, wasn't it?
这就是圣诞节的故事的中心。
The Bible says that God came down and dwelt among us.
圣经告诉我们，神降临到这世界上。与我们同在。
And have you thought about how he came?
你还记得他是怎么来的吗?
He came among the poor.
他降生在一个贫穷的家庭。
His parents, Mary and Joseph, were too poor to pay their way to get a better room in a crowded inn.
他的父母亲玛利亚和约瑟，他们很贫穷，甚至不能够在一个客栈里面找一个更好的房间。
They settled for the stable to give birth to Jesus.
他们就在马槽里面让主耶稣诞生。
Not anything like KK Hospital.
不像我们的猪脚医院。
And when Jesus was born, his first cot was a manger.
当主耶稣诞生的时候，他的床就是一个马槽。
Anyone of you want to give birth and lay your child in a manger?
我们当中有没有人想在马槽里面诞生呢？
His first visitors were shepherds.
他的探访他的人是一些牧人。
These are the folks who rank among the poor and lowly class.
这些都是社会地位很低的一些人。
He came in a time of oppression.
他来的时候是受压迫的。
When the people lived under Roman authority.
那时候人民活在罗马的统治底下。
And they were ruled by crazy kings who were ready to slaughter young infants.
被残暴的君王所统治，这些君王要杀害出生的婴孩。
Anybody who could threaten their power.
那些会对他们造成威胁的那些人。
Because this is exactly what King Herod tried to do to get rid of Jesus.
这就是为什么希律王想除掉主耶稣。
And then Joseph and Mary had to whisk Jesus away to safety.
约瑟和玛利亚要带着婴孩的耶稣逃到一个安全的地方去。
Off to a far country in Egypt.
跑到埃及去。
So before Jesus was 2 years old, his family had to be refugees.
所以在主耶稣还没有到两岁之前呢，他的家人都是在逃难。
Jesus came in a time of spiritual captivity as well.
主耶稣来的时候是灵性被捆绑的时候。
When demons were running amok,
魔鬼在肆虐。
And the whole world lay under the blinding dark cloud of sin.
整个世界被罪恶所笼罩着。
And it was into such a dark and messed world that he came.
在这样一个黑暗和糟糕的世界里面，他来到世界上。
With good news for the poor, he lived as the poor.
他带来了给贫穷人带来了好消息，而他本身也活在一个贫穷的家庭里面。
So that you and I may be truly rich.
为了使到你和我能够富足。
And the good news that he proclaimed in those days,
他当时所宣告的好消息
continues to be good news that is proclaimed today.
一直延续到今天。
To you and I.
是给我和你带来的好消息。
I'd like us to bow our heads in prayer now.
让我们一起低头祷告。
You know, Jesus said that this is the year of the Lord's favor.
主耶稣说，这是神所悦纳的一个季节。
And he wants to offer to each one of us.
他要给我们每一个人带来
good news.
好的消息。
I don't know, maybe some of you are feeling that, yeah, on the surface of your life, things may look good.
我们当中可能有人觉得我们现在活得很好。
But deep inside, things are not good at all.
可是在我们心灵的深处并不是如此。
We are poor.
我们是贫乏的。
Either physically or spiritually.
是身体上的贫乏或者是灵性上的贫乏。
Or relationally.
或者是我们的人际关系。
We are blind.
我们瞎眼。
We can't even see the things that are really important that are right in front of us.
我们看不到我们眼前很重要的一些事。
Or maybe we feel that we are oppressed.
或者是我们被欺压。
In a bad relationship.
我们和别人有很差的关系。
Or with an addiction.
或者是沉迷了一些东西。
Or we are captive.
我们成为俘虏。
And we can't see the light.
我们看不到光。
Because something is holding us down and keeping us in.
因为有一些东西在捆绑着我们。
And we feel ashamed to tell anyone about this.
我们不好意思跟别人分享。
Because it is a shameful thing to talk about these things.
因为这个是很羞耻的事情。
But we can come clean with God.
可是我们来到神的面前，我们可以得到释放。
And I pray that you would hear God's voice today.
我希望你能够听到神的声音。
He offers to you good news.
他给我们带来好的消息。
He offers to you himself.
因为他把他自己给了我们。
And I'd just like to pray for you in this time.
我为大家一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
we thank you so much
感谢你,
that you gave us of your Son, Jesus,
你, 赐下你的独生子,
who came to truly make us rich.
他来到这世上, 使我们得到富足,
and I pray for my brothers and sisters here.
我为这, 我们的弟兄姐妹来祷告,
we will hear your words afresh.
让我们重新的来温习你的话语。
And receive your words as good news to us.
我们看到你带来的好消息。
Even when they reveal us for who we really are.
让我们看到你真正的是谁。
And we ourselves, helping us to be honest with who we really are.
帮助我们对你要能够诚实。
But you have come to set us free.
你来是要释放我们。
Because now is the time of the Lord's favor.
这就是神的喜年，神悦纳人的时候。
I pray that you lead us into the new year.
我祷告你带领我们进入新的一年。
Holding on to this beautiful truth.
让我们持守着这个真理。
With total hope in you.
我们一切的信靠都在你。
For we pray and ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。